You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
Welcome to NBA School and the Basketball IQ Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Lawrence. I'm here to give an educated breakdown on all things NBA. We are here for episode, 16 of the Basketball IQ Podcast. I am your host, Charlie Lawrence, and Mark Heath is back.
What's up, son?
He said he just woke up. So you need to, you know what I'm saying? You hurry that up. March Madness season is here.
Man.
Did you pick Oakland over Kentucky?
No.
Damn.
Why would I do that?
I feel like I heard one person did.
And they crazy. But
did you see the press conference? He was like, you know, I might not make it to the league, but I can compete like a motherfucker. As the guy that made 10 threes.
Oh, nah, that was crazy. He made like 7 threes in like the first half. That was just.
Coach Calipari staying here. I'm sad.
They might get rid of him.
Yeah. Before we hit record, I just saw a clip of Coward talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, apparently he has a really bad quote from like 5 years ago where he was like, my job isn't to win national championships. My job is to get the guys to the league. I mean, he's done a good job at that, though.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He produced some good talent.
He does. That's why he's my favorite. Then my favorite college coach is because he's an NBA guy. So we're going to be playing a game called College Check, which is a direct ripoff. It's not my name. Off a guest named Pierre on the Numbers on the Board / Through the Wire podcast. I completely ripped it off of him.
All right.
The first cut, English. The first half of the no cuts. We don't edit that. I'm human. The first half of the podcast will be that. The other half will be an overall breakdown of the NBA's best and unexpected storyline. So I will start off with the player. We'll do a nice little warm up. Since it's on here, do you know what school John Stockton went to?
John Stockton.
That boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm usual quote. I'm human.
I'll get it. The school is in my home state, so I didn't grow up in this part of the state, but it's still there.
Nah,
he went to Gonzaga.
He went to Gonzaga.
Yeah, he was the first superstar that went to Gonzaga.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I don't even know what I didn't even know the state Gonzaga was in.
Yeah, Gonzaga's in Spokane, Washington. It's a population of like 200,000 people.
I did not know that.
Yeah. All right. You got to give me one now.
All right. Kevin Love.
UCLA. Easy. Come on, bro. I know who he played with, too. I'm playing with me.
All right. Hey. Hey. You got that.
There's going to be a pattern here with these. Do you know where Drew Holiday went to school?
Drew.
From Chatsworth, California.
I know. I was just talking about this.
Yeah, didn't we have a conversation or marketing about like LA high school guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Drew though.
We didn't talk. Oh, he went to Campbell Hall apparently.
Oh.
In North Hollywood.
He went to Kansas?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, he's not Paul Pierce. He didn't go from LA to Kansas.
We kept it close?
Yeah. Like, really close.
Give me an answer, man.
It's UCLA. UCLA.
He went to UCLA?
Yeah, he did.
Drew Holiday went to UCLA.
He went to UCLA. Swear to God.
You never hear him pop up in the conversations about UCLA.
He was drafted in 2009. He was high school class of 08. Went to UCLA, bro.
Oh. Yeah. I know you're not going to know this one.
All right. Talk to me.
Troy Brown Jr.
former Laker Troy Brown Jr. for like 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Did he meet conference? You don't even know the conference.
Pac-12.
Oregon? Let's go.
That's crazy.
Let's go. Let me confirm this. Hold on. Troy Brown. Do you really go to Oregon?
Yeah.
My hated rival, Oregon? Oh, he did. Let's go. Oh, he went to Centennial High. Oh, shit. Did you know that?
What?
He went to high school here?
Yeah, he's from Vegas.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. All right, now I got to. I did two star level guys. All right.
Wow, man. I know you're a basketball geek, man. So I know you know a lot of information about each other. I have to make it hard for you.
All right. Danny Green.
Danny Green.
Yeah. It's a blue blood.
I know you didn't go to Duke.
Very close. It's very close.
Very close. Blue blood. You went to that Drake school?
Mm-mm. Yeah, when I said Duke and I said very close, that's a giant clue, by the way. This school is like 2 hour driving distance from Duke.
Man.
I was going to say something else, but that would be a dead giveaway. So,
Danny Green.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me see what his... I don't know if he was coached by the guy I'm thinking of, but I feel like he was. Is it... do you think if I gave you a hint of who else went there, would that help a little bit?
Probably. Someone? Probably not. What's the conference?
ACC.
ACC.
I think. I'm not good with conferences. Let me look. North Carolina conferences. I realize I just said it into the mic and you didn't catch it. Nice.
Blue Bird. You said Blue Bird?
Yeah, yeah.
North Carolina.
Yep.
Because like, either,
yeah. When I said Duke, is like UNC is like 2 hours away. It's very close.
All right.
By the way, his Twitter is his Instagram is GreenRanger14. Just gonna point that out.
Hey man, what's it going? Well, we wasn't just talking about DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm a Calipari guy.
I forgot you were a Calipari.
Come on, bro. He a Kentucky boy, and he played with John Wall too.
I know.
Yeah,
I just seen him talk about it on the podcast. That's why.
He talked about Cal on the podcast?
They were just talking about them, like, their final game at Kentucky.
Oh, okay. Did they win the national championship?
No, they lost, I think. Because they didn't feed DeMarcus Cousins the ball.
Oh. That's why they lost? That's what
they
you
got,
said?
They got took out by Joe Mazzulla.
Joe Mazzulla?
Boston Celtics coach. Played against him in March Madness.
Oh, my God. He did? Is he really that young? I have my best friend is a Celtics fan. He's going to grill me for this. How old is he? He's 35. Oh, shit. Yeah. So he would have been, 21?
Yeah, probably.
Damn. I just looked at his birth year. All right. Do you think if I hit you with, so far you're 1-for-3.
Yeah,
you got Danny Green, but not Drew Holiday. It's kind of, you know.
I'm a orthodox man.
Okay. Well, can you tell me what high school LeBron went to?
Yeah, St. Mary's.
All right. Okay. I'll do two since that was a layup. All right.
Now I'm 50%.
Chris Paul. Pretty sure this is another North Carolina school. I think. There's another legendary Hall of Famer that went to the school too. Yeah.
How many schools in North Carolina, bro?
There's a lot of them. There's Duke, UNC, Davidson, where Steph went, and then there's this one. There's like the four major.
Chris Paul.
Tim Duncan also went here.
Why do you want to know what's crazy is?
What?
I used to be a major Chris Paul fan.
I know. I remember on the last time we talked.
And the fact that I don't know this answer.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
Know, crazy. Let me give you the initials of the school.
Yeah, give me an initial.
WF.
WF. Wake Forest?
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that one. You're three for five. I'll give you that one, you know. Christopher Emmanuel Paul. You know him and J.J. Redick had beef in college?
For real?
Yeah.
Who Chris Paul?
There's like a clip of him like punching J.J. in the on a screen. Chris is a wild boy, bro. Pause. I just took a sip of water and the look Markeith gave me, bro.
Let's see here.
If you gave me like a super old head, I might not get it. Or maybe. I don't know.
D'Angelo Russell.
Ohio State. I had to think about it. I was like, wait. For a second, I was thinking LA school, but I was like, wait, hold on. He's not one of them.
Yeah.
So you said D'Angelo Russell. How do I? You know when Devin Booker went to school?
Yeah. Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay. Carl Anthony Towns.
Kentucky.
Yeah. Willie Cauley-Stein.
Probably Kentucky.
Yeah. De'Aaron Fox.
Definitely Kentucky.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam. He went to Kentucky too?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Shay. He just got the whole all-star.
You just named like top 10 dudes in the NBA.
All right. We got to get a role player. All right. One of our very own. Austin Reeves.
Oklahoma State. No, you went to regular Oklahoma.
Yeah, he went to Oklahoma. Sooners. Bonus points. Can you name the other college you went to? He went to two.
Went to two?
I just learned this as I'm looking at my. I only thought he went to Oklahoma too, but apparently he went to another one.
He transferred. What was it? Yeah. The JUCO?
No.
No?
No, this is a D1 school. Apparently Ron Baker went here.
Ron Baker.
Okay.
What state is he in?
Kansas.
Kansas. Yeah, I'm not going
to
get it.
Yeah, apparently he went to Wichita State first. and then transferred to Oklahoma. I did not know that. Have you ever heard him talk like on a podcast? He's like one of the whitest white guys I've ever heard.
I heard him talk a little bit.
He talks about golf like constantly.
Yeah. He's like, right in the off season, he had like grew his beard out. Looked like a straight
Taylor Swift.
Man, he did not look like a hooper. He did not look like a hooper.
He looked like a country club member. He was like, I love that guy though. Love Austin. I might get a jersey one day. You know, my white hooper seems. We got to stand up.
Damian Lillard.
Weber State. In Utah.
That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Do you want to just, we have 2 minutes left. You want to just rattle off some and then I'll just name them all since I'm like 6 for 6 right now. Be Jordan and this mother. Let's go.
Oh, you Jordan, huh?
Yeah.
You Jordan?
Hit me.
You Jordan?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
This is the most relaxed podcast episode ever, by the way. I'm just going to point that out. Normally, I'm getting intense at this point. This is like...
J.R. Smith.
He didn't go to college.
That was a trick question.
Aha, St. Benedict's Prep School. Yeah. Yeah, I'm the Jordan of this motherfucker. Come on, bro. Give me another one. He didn't go to no college. I think he would have went to like St. John's or something. Something in New York.
Yeah. Go to college now, though. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. What school was that? Was it Texas A&M?
Yeah. Play golf.
Where you play? Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about it. Josh Hart.
Villanova. Yeah, but he's a New York Knick. You know he went to Villanova. remember, did you hear what Matthew said yesterday in marketing?
What?
He was like, because I asked, I was like, if you were good enough to go to the league, what college would you go to? And I said Kentucky, just because I know I'm going to the league probably. And then Matthew said Villanova because he's going to get drafted by the Knicks. The GM's going to be like, Nova guy.
I'm not playing for Tom. got me playing 48 minutes.
So you go, so in this, so we'll, in this hypothetical scenario, you're like a five star. Like, you're the guy.
Right.
So you're not, are you going to Duke? Or are you going the route of like being like what James Wiseman did when he went to Memphis? He's like, I'm going to be the superstar here.
Honestly, I want to compete in March Madness for real. So
you want to compete in March Madness?
Yeah.
So that would probably incentivize.
I would probably go to
big school. Yeah.
I'd probably go to like UNC, Arizona.
UNC, okay. Arizona, I respect it. Follow the footsteps of Gilbert Arenas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Another great shooter. And now we transition to an overall look. Since I haven't done traditional basketball content for the last month, it feels like, because I've seen straight game shows. Because not going to lie, there's not a lot to talk about.
You know? It's not a lot that's been going on.
It's not a lot. It's a lot of LeBron contract stuff. You're going to get $60 million over 3 years or per year.
So we're thinking about hanging it up.
We're thinking about, hey, I want him to retire.
I don't want him to retire.
I want him to, as a LeBron fan, I want you to, LeBron. Please retire.
Okay. LeBron. As a Laker faithful. I need two more years out of you.
Two more?
You can bring Bronny.
You know, I have this theory that, like, the league is going to, like, tamper the to have him be a Laker. I swear to God.
I swear.
I think it's going to happen. There's going to be some money exchanged.
Something going to happen. LeBron going to make it happen.
So we're going to go through the Eastern Conference just – kind of general thoughts about contenders, pretenders. Obviously, the Boston Celtics, the hated rival,
hey, man,
have been ethering everybody. They're currently on a 7-game win streak. They're 32-3 at home.
Man, that's Boston for you.
Like I said, my best friend is a Celtics fan, and I keep talking. He's like, why don't you watch our games that often? I'm like, bro, y'all be having 25-point leads in the third quarter.
Yeah, like none of their games be close.
None of their games are fun. Other than that Milwaukee game a couple days ago.
Yeah.
But that was without Giannis. So.
Yeah. I mean.
Do you think anybody in the East has a real shot to beat them? Because I see only two. And the only reason they are the two is personnel reasons.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, definitely Milwaukee because, you know, the star power.
Yeah. And the one time they played the Celtics with Giannis, they beat the shit out of them. They went by like 33 or something.
So Cleveland definitely don't got a chance.
Cleveland was where I'm like, no. Evan Mobley and Jared Allen going to get out the game room.
Yeah. But you'll be surprised, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Orlando is a good team in the East. Like, the young, competitive.
Rolling.
Yeah. And they don't give up, you know? So they can dogfight.
Yeah. And they got Seattle guy, Paolo. So I'm repping Orlando. Definitely.
I just don't think the Knicks would be healthy in time.
That was my other option.
Yeah.
Was the Knicks if they're healthy.
Yeah.
Because if you have watched the games against the Celtics, they're always really competitive with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sorry, Matt, but I mean, you're probably, as it goes, like if the season ended today, they would play Orlando in the first round. I think that's probably like Knicks in five or six.
Yeah. Because Orlando ain't been to the playoffs, so I don't get no experience.
Yeah.
Neither do Indiana, so.
And then there's the Michael Myers of the NBA sitting at 7.
Man.
The Miami Heat, bro. They're just sitting in.
I know they waiting for the playoffs to start. Turn into all-star team in the playoffs, man.
It turned into the Golden State Warriors.
Bro, it's ridiculous. It's every year. Every year.
I saw a clip on, sorry, Pierre, but I saw a clip of like, Pierre from Numbers on the Board being like, Jimmy Butler's the most overrated player in the league because there's no other guy that exceeds his performance in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But then we don't give a shit about him in the regular season. We don't do that to anyone else. Like Jokic, we expect to perform well.
Yeah.
Like everybody that has great playoff,
mm-hmm.
we expect them to do well. But with Jimmy, it's like, nah.
Nah, we just gonna wait to
play. You could average 12. We don't care. What's that Stephen A. meme? We don't care. We don't.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
It's really like it's really crazy how much his numbers like increase in the playoffs. Like,
yeah. Let me look that up. I want to see how much points per game do you think go up in the playoffs, at least last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
I think you like at least plus five.
Plus five. All right. So last year, Jimmy Butler averaged 23 points per game in the regular season, a lot higher than I thought.
Oh, that was a lot higher than I thought.
In the playoffs, he averaged 27.
Oh, it was close.
Yeah. And then the year before that, he also averaged 27. And then in 2021, that was that weird year where they got their kicked by Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And he averaged 14. So it wasn't a great Jimmy Butler stock season. But can we just point out how the Hawks have had like the biggest fall from grace? They started out the year really well, but now they're 9 games below 500 and still in the 10 seed because of how god awful the bottom of the East is.
Yeah.
They've been playing without Trey for a long time now.
Yeah.
Still just sitting there waiting to get, they might beat the Bulls and make it to the second playing game, which is the funny part.
And I don't know how, because like they really like don't got nobody on that team for real. You know, like, I mean, DeJounte Murray, cool, but like
he, Jalen Johnson's been really fun.
Oh, Jalen Johnson, man. He had to do Austin Reeves like that. I was shocked. First play of the game, I opened my phone. I'm like, I put it back down.
Let me go make something real quick. You know they're fifth in scoring right now? They're fifth in points per game.
That's the NBA for you.
Yeah.
No defense.
They're also the team that Luka scored 73 on. So, you know.
They're giving, but they're giving up.
Right, yeah.
Pause.
So you think... We got two pause moments. Let's go back. We're going for three next week. So you think Milwaukee's the only team that can f*** with Boston in the East?
Yeah, but can't forget about Philly.
Yeah.
With a healthy...
Actually, I am going to forget about them. Because
if Joel don't come back first round, it's over. But
I'm a jaded Joel Embiid fan. So, you know. I used to have my first shirt I got. Was like a LeBron Heat shirt, and then the second one was a Joel Embiid shirt. So
Joel Embiid is nice, though.
Yeah,
he definitely won MVP this year if he was healthy.
Bull.
Now we gotta watch.
Really slam my water bottle.
Man,
it's just I feel like as I've watched his career ever since he averaged 20 his rookie year, and I just feel like it's the same story every year, just told a different way, like. It's like the first 3 years when they had Ben Simmons, it was like, look at this really young, fun team. And then they play Boston and get fucking murdered. And then post Ben Simmons with Harden, it's like, look at the potential pick and roll. And then they play Boston and get fucked again. So if they get the 8 seed and they play Boston again.
Oh, if they play Boston, you might as well say goodbye.
They're
going to
be, like, they're not going to probably, I mean.
If they beat Miami, they'd be 7.
The last 10 games, they're not trending upward. Yeah. So I don't see them really getting into the top six unless Embiid somehow finds a remedy.
Yeah.
But moving on to the more exciting conference.
Oh, so yeah, this is the conference. You know,
the conference that actually has a few legit finals contenders.
Yeah.
I wrote a story about this team last week. Two weeks ago about the OKC Thunder. I have a new category on my blog called Make the Case where I have six contending teams.
Yeah.
And I try to make the case for each of them to make the finals. And OKC was my first week. And my case for them was that Shea and Chet have been so dominant on both sides of the ball. And I had a bunch of geek numbers to back it up. But my rebuttal to that argument and what I feel like is going to be their downfall against Denver is that they're too reliant on them.
Yeah.
Because Chet is the reason their defense is good. Like, it is him.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Jalen Williams is decent.
I mean, Dort is a defender.
Yeah, Lou Dort's a good defender. Let me look up. So
I said Dort.
Yeah, when Chet is at the rim, defending players shoot 11% worse from the floor than when he's not on the floor, which is best in the league.
Yeah, I mean, 7-footer. Good timing on his blocks.
But my main rebuttal is that Shea doesn't have a reliable sidekick offensively. It's kind of whoever committee. It's Shea, and then it's whoever's hot that day.
Yeah.
I feel like to succeed in the playoffs, you need like a reliable second person, like Jamal Murray.
Facts.
You
know? Honestly.
After those two, it can be committee, but I feel like you need to have at least two where it's like, go get me one. You know?
Nah, sure. But I feel like somebody, J-Dub.
Yeah.
I think he could be big. Like, and he's very consistent.
Yeah, he is.
But they ain't never been to the playoffs, so you'll never know who's going to show up, who not.
Yeah.
But they got no chance of being never in the playoffs.
No chance?
No chance.
Do you think, how many games do you think they'll take?
Five. I mean,
so you think? So you think it'll? How many? I'm saying, how many games do you think OKC would win?
One.
You think Shea is good for one? You gonna get you one game?
I'm thinking Denver just too good as a team.
Yeah, there's not really much to say about them. It's the Nuggets. They're 49-21, and I feel like they've been coasting, which is bullshit. I feel like they could be like have a Boston type record,
yeah,
if they were really like in that fuck you mode.
Yeah, I feel like some games, like, they really don't try as much.
Yeah.
If you ever watch them play the Lakers, you see the difference.
Yeah, or Boston, that Boston game.
Yeah. Were. It's like they got a different mode.
Season series against the Celtics. So. Instead of talking about Minnesota, we're going to have, for the last 2.5-3 minutes, a little event session about our team.
Hey.
They're like, we're playing well.
We're playing well.
Playing good, but not good enough.
We're not playing good enough. It's like we're there.
We're right.
Then we take 2 steps back, and then we take 3 steps
forward.
That
is really annoying. The media coverage would be like, look at the Lakers.
Look at the Lakers.
Look.
As soon as they say that, we lose. Wow.
As soon as they say that, we lose to Memphis. God damn it. As soon as they say that, LeBron's out for 2 games for some reason. I don't know.
AD got an ankle injury.
He's been really healthy, though, this year.
He's been very healthy.
This is like the healthiest he's been in his life, like middle school, high school.
And the crazy part, he's still not 100%.
Yeah, no. It was fun. If you would have told me before the season, like, hey, LeBron is going to play most of the games, Anthony Davis is not going to have that injury where he falls on his back and then holds his lower back for 5 minutes and then goes back into the tunnel, and then the Laker announcers are like, AD, out for 3 weeks with a lower back contusion. That hasn't happened.
Yeah, I'm great for
and
that.
Then we're ninth in the West?
If yeah,
you
we're not.
Told me that I think we'd be fourth.
Well.
But the role players have just been selling f***ing bag the whole season. Like, yeah. You know how many Torian Prince box scores I've seen where he has zero? Zeros across the board.
And there's also another stat where if he plays less than certain minutes, we undefeated.
Is that a thing? Right. No, we're going to end on that. I'm going to find that stat. There's no way. Is that Torian Prince minutes stat? Do you remember the number?
I think it was under 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
You found it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Darvin. I'm the new assistant coach. When Torian Prince plays under 25 minutes, which has happened 13 times, 13 wins. Zero losses.
That's a
we
crazy
stat. We are 13-0 when this motherfucker doesn't play, bro.
That is a crazy stat.
But I don't know why. I know why Darvin likes him so much. But because he played in the Hawks. Darvin used to be an assistant with the Hawks.
Yeah.
Darvin likes guys that play defense and don't do anything else for some reason.
Yeah.
He like really likes him.
Darvin. Darvin, he bugs me.
Right. The Rockets.
The Rockets are on the rise.
7 in a row.
On the rise, bro.
On the rise.
That's something to look out for.
But I'm just...
I ain't worried.
They beat the Wizards twice.
And they played Spurs, yeah.
So
I wish we got a lineup like that.
Yeah.
That imagine if we got that right now. We might be fifth, sixth. Something. You know what I'm saying?
Well, on that note, we're going to end episode 16 or 17 of the Basketball IQ podcast. Markeith, it was a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, man. Darvin, call timeouts.
That's where we end on. Darvin, don't play Torian Prince and call timeouts. Please.
Hi, this is Charlie's dad. Thank you for listening to the Basketball IQ podcast.
Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Basketball IQ podcast. And remember, kids, it's all about hoop.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.